1390 WGCH.
Like a wet blanket out there, 73 degrees, had some rain move through. Our humidity, 96%. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. We'll get our Greenwich Real Estate Report at 8:21 with John McAtee, president of the Greenwich Association of Realtors, and also past president B.K. Bates. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:52. Third Thursday of each month is State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich joining me for the legislative update. And good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. And you know, the talk has all been about tolls, and will there or will there not be, and when will it happen, a special session on tolls? What's happening?
Yeah. Well, I am wondering the same question, and I'm really disappointed that we have not address this major issue, which is the biggest impediment to economic growth in our state. The fact that we have the 41st worst infrastructure, we can't expect anything to improve. Can't expect new businesses and new residents to move to our state until we address this. So I think it's a great shame that we haven't had a special session, that we didn't even take this vote while we were in session. And now I'm reading in the papers that the governor and the Senate president have negotiated a compromise, which is really, really, really compromising what the solution should be. What I'm reading is that now maybe there will only be a few tolls on a few bridges, and that is at best a Band-Aid solution. So I'm disappointed in the whole process.
And it seems as if the governor's also put back on the table trucks only.
Which we've always known is not a viable option. It's but in any event, any of these possibilities that are now being discussed do not address the real problem. We need $4 billion to replace four failing bridges on the railroad line between New York and New Haven. These are the bridges where the trains, Metro North trains, have to slow down to go over the bridge because they're so delicate and structurally deficient. So imagine that. Imagine that we are in a situation where any of these bridges could collapse at any minute, and I just don't understand why we are not doing the responsible thing and not just fixing them, patching them, but replacing them. And that would not only relieve us of tremendous liability. Imagine if a bridge collapsed and there was a train on it. I mean, are we literally waiting for people to die in Connecticut before we address this problem like responsible leaders? That's what it seems to me, and it's a terrible, terrible shame. We should be courageous and responsible leaders who do the right thing for our state and are not calculating what is going to get us elected in the next campaign cycle. That's not leadership.
All right. Speaking of trains, you were at the announcement last week about the train station that 50 years old, going to be redone. What are your thoughts about that?
I was at the announcement. I was so delighted to speak there, and I was just thrilled at the design of the proposed new Greenwich train station. It's beautiful. It's modern. It's also historically sensitive. It creates a new pocket park for the town, and it redesigns the entire block on Railroad Avenue and on the other side to make it a modern, efficient retail and transportation center. And that's exactly what we need in Connecticut. So Greenwich is the gateway to Connecticut. It's the first stop on the rail line, and we should have a modern, fresh face on our train station that sends a signal to everyone that Connecticut is not the land of steady habits, but is the land where we embrace new and promising solutions, and we're open for business. So I'm really excited about it.
Okay, you want to talk about an event you held called Connecting in Connecticut. What's that about?
Yeah, so I think one of the underlying issues in our state is that we're a very beautiful state with 169 towns and cities, and each of those towns and cities has so much potential and so many exciting things are happening. They also have real challenges, and until we start communicating across the state, understanding one another's challenges and solutions, and working together as a team rather than as 169 competing communities, we're not really going to be able to transform the state. So I believe that we need to think collectively and act collectively for long-term and really implement long-term solutions. So I started something called Connecting Connecticut, which is a really fun event. We did it last night at Greenwich Town Hall for an hour. I invited two of my Senate colleagues who are also friends, one from Bridgeport, Senator Dennis Bradley, Senator Saud Anwar, who's from South Windsor, which is up near Hartford, and we had a really great conversation. I asked them to tell everybody about their communities, and they did in great detail. And we also talked about the issues that transcend individual communities that apply to the whole state, and they shared their economic philosophy. They both are passionate about transportation infrastructure and recognize that that is the key to unlocking economic potential throughout the state. So we had a really lively, fun discussion, and people in the audience asked great questions. And what came out of it was that people got really excited about these other communities, and they had no idea. I didn't have any idea what was happening in Bridgeport, the exciting development of the harbor, which has been an industrial wasteland for 100 years. It's now being developed into beautiful residences and Pleasure Island, which is a 13-acre nature preserve, most beautiful beaches, is now open to the public for the first time in 100 years. This is really exciting, and if you care about the economic future of our state, you have to care about the economic future of Bridgeport. And with exciting developments like this, there's tremendous potential being unlocked. So we decided we were going to take a road trip to Bridgeport, and Senator Bradley and Senator Moore, who also represents Bridgeport, are going to be our tour guides and show us, you know, some of these exciting opportunities, and also show us, you know, the reality of the challenges that the community faces too.
All right, Senator. Well, we look forward to talking to you about that as moving forward. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, okay. Danny. Bye.
Senator Alexandra Bergstein, and speak to her again third Thursday.